You're listening to SBS News.
Like many businesses around the country, Elwyn Bell's amusement park company has suffered during the coronavirus pandemic. The family business has been running for 96 years and is Australia's oldest touring carnival company.
We need that money in the community spread around so we can maybe earn some here to pay our people that we've got on this week, our casuals and stuff, you know. So, no, it's going to hit hard everywhere. Money's like a merry-go-round, mate. It needs to go around to support us and to support everyone else in the community too.
The JobKeeper support scheme has been a lifeline for millions of Australians, but from today, the wage subsidy will be scaled back.
Money's essential. The government can only do so much, I suppose. Mate, it just means that we'll just have to tighten our belt another notch, mate, and just continue eating them beautiful baked beans. There's no better feeling than show business. It's all about the kids and the families and the memories of the show, and we're here to put smiles on their dials, mate, and make everyone happy. We want to get the happiness back into the communities throughout Australia.
The $1,500 a fortnight payment will be cut by $300 for full-time workers and halved for part-timers. Labor's shadow treasurer Jim Chalmers says it will impact 927,000 businesses and more than 3.5 million workers, mostly in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland.
The JobKeeper cuts will have catastrophic consequences. Businesses of all sizes are still struggling, and we need to make sure that that support is flowing.
JobKeeper is set to fall again in January before being withdrawn entirely in March. Labor's shadow assistant treasurer, Andrew Lee, says the payments need to continue at the original rate, otherwise workers will suffer.
People are relying on these payments to put food on the table, to make ends meet, and to make sure they can pay the rent. And so taking money out of the pockets of millions of Australian workers will then have a ripple-on effect to the rest of the economy. It could hurt retail, hospitality, could hurt people's ability to pay their landlords and keep their lease. All of this is happening at a time when the government doesn't have a clear plan for jobs, where they haven't set out where the jobs of the future are coming from, and what are the investments that they'll put in place to get growth going again.
The financial fallout continues, with economists forecasting a decade of deficits, starting with a record-breaking $198 billion this financial year and a further $70 billion over the next two, which adds $401 billion in federal debt. Economists warn it could take 4 years for the unemployment rate to fall below 6%. The government says it's focused on recovery ahead of the federal budget announcement, which is little more than a week away. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says spending on infrastructure will play a pivotal role in the road to economic recovery. National Senator Bridget McKenzie hinting emerging technologies, defence industry, rare earths and critical minerals will all feature heavily in the government's manufacturing strategy.
We used to make a lot of things here in Australia, and unfortunately over the last five decades we've seen that decrease to a fifth of what it used to be. I know we can do better. I know we can make Australia make again.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.